UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Gotta be honest. It's not really fair, but there'd be times I would get really mad at you for just coughing or just like getting phlegmy or something like that, and you'd step away from the mic and chug some water or something like that. Like, come on, man, really? Why you gotta do that? And I don't know. I don't talk a lot on these shows, but lately, I've been, ever since Jameson Hensley and the Joe Flacco trade, I feel like I've been coming in phlegmy. And at the very end of that Sports Center, oh my God, I almost hocked up a loogie.
Yeah, well, that's why I sometimes you've been mad. I'll look around and realize, oh, I forgot to bring in water, like today, a tea. And then I go running back and go, what are you doing? The music's playing. I'm like, well, too bad, because I've been in that situation where, I mean, and it was worse on the national show because they're hard breaks then. You can't just kind of willy-nilly take them. So, I mean, here we could kind of take, we could take one right now if I wanted to, even though we just had one. But there, the clock is much more structured. So you had a coughing fit there. You just died on the air. And if you had no co-host, you just died on the air. They didn't want the producer to talk. They would tell him not to talk on the air. So you just stayed out there and died. You just... It should be really good. Super Bowl is you. I'm like, so I'm very cognizant of always having
you did the show from the poo. You had a cough drop. You had a cough button. Because I remember it being the cough drop.
Yeah, the cough button. Yes, yeah. But so what? If you hit the cough, that's the other thing. If you hit the cough button, it's the guy says you swallow a frog, Nick. Yeah, sorry about that. It's you hit the cough button and there's no sound. And for those of you, here we go, a little inside baseball for all of you. When you do a show on the network, a lot of the stations that are taking your show, especially when you're on a non-daytime part like I was, that's why a lot of people like the affiliation with the network, because it gives them a chance to run sports talk programming at night without having to pay local hosts. A lot of the smaller markets, will do a lot of the markets, basically, other than New York perhaps and L.A. and Chicago, will have a variation of some sort of a theme. Like we have live hosts from Drew's show through 6 p.m., and then we play an hour of replay.
So 7 to 7, baby.
7 a.m. 7. Now, a lot of them will do, that's actually a lot for a market this size. A lot of them will do a morning drive and an afternoon drive and then do automation, the rest of it. And then the smaller markets generally pick one show. It's either a morning drive show or an afternoon drive show, and the rest of it they play the network. Nobody's picking a show when I was on, which was 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. So why that's significant is because all of them work as, obviously inexpensively as they can. They're trying to make money. So sometimes there's not even a board op on. If they don't have any reason to have a board op on, they go to complete automation. Well, the automation is set up so that if there's no sound coming down for, I don't know what it is, 5 seconds or 6 seconds or whatever it is, the automation kicks in and goes right to spots at the local market because it means they lost the signal or something. So they've got to, they can't
so
just have
no
dead air.
Right.
So if you are having a coughing fit and you're hitting the cough button and they're not allowing the damn producer to talk, only thing that's going in my head is you got about 3 seconds to get yourself right or all across. And then the people call ESPN. Then the poor guy in the control room, the phones light up like Times Square. It's like, are you guys down? Are you off? Did you lose the service? The satellite down? What's going on? We just got an alert call. It's automated. The guy who's the local guy who's pissed off now, it's like 11 o'clock at night, he's probably just settling down for an evening of wahoo wahoo with the missus. You know, he's just and all of a sudden he gets a
Thursday night.
The phone rings and now he's all pissed off, and so and it's all because you had 6 seconds of dead silence. So
that's awesome. Some poor guy in Tulsa is losing his spit because
it automatically dials him. It's everything's automated. That's how they do it, and so it's automated and it dials the guy. Hey, you got an alert. Something's on. We're off the air at the station. So you know, he calls it. Was it you guys? What's going on? So the phone's ringing, and what are they going to tell him? No, my damn host ate a potato chip during the break, and it was stuck in his throat, and he didn't have a drink.
That is one thing I remember you doing the national show from the basement, because the TV was.
Well, I would hope so. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, well, the TV was right outside the
the
door.
The night we had some problems. Yeah.
We had numerous problems, but how do I put this without pissing you off? I'm going to piss you off anyway.
Why should today be any different? It's my birthday tomorrow. You might as well get in full swing.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. I got you some. I won this year. I got you some before anybody else.
You did. Thank you. I love it. And your mother gave me a very cute card today, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh,
it's four cats crossing the street, the cover of the iconic Beatles album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Tabby Road.
That's cute.
And when you open it up, it plays the... today's your birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So happy to, whatever the Paul McCartney version of that is. So
that's awesome. Well done, Mom. Yeah. That is pretty good.
It's nice. Very nice. Song.
The
very nice
what I was going to bring up, though, to piss you off was, you know, there's been times when you need to go get a beverage. And, you know, I now respect that much more.
Sure.
But sometimes getting you into the studio elicits the response.
What? Good show.
Yep. And then me swearing and... Right. Putting a hole through the wall that we have to explain to Chad when he comes to town.
Right.
How did you drive them crazy at the network too, running all over the place?
No.
Because there were, I remember a couple times, like, I think I got a phone call from the house phone.
That was different. I wasn't proud of that, but I was. That was the time when the shows were overlapping. It was ridiculous. I was doing the morning show here, and I was trying to do basically the overnight show there. They'd move me to the overnight show, so I didn't even go on until 1 o'clock in the morning. So I would go home and try and take a nap. I mean, maybe you're Superman, but I wasn't able to get up at 9 and then stay on the 8:05, and so 20 straight hours. So I would take a nap, and I took a nap, and I slept through the alarm. And they were
That's what that was.
Yes, and the guy was like, is he coming on or what? Now, the thing is, before you lose your mind, it wasn't 1 in the morning. I would have to be ready to go. My producer did a good job and would book guests that you could tape at a reasonable hour. But that's leaving late. So if you get an East Coast guy, you're trying to tape him at like, here we go again. You're in the middle of the conversation, and state your damn business. Why do you have to interrupt the show right now? What is so damn important that it's got to be done right now? What
I have been here since... way too hot. Hang on. All right. I have been here since 5. I would like to go home, and the last thing I have to do
stop you. Open that door. Walk your ass out. Go home.
I have to hotkey spots before I go home. So I have to hotkey a spot real quick. I want to make sure it's the right spot, and then I'm going to leave and stop bothering you.
Unbelievable. Okay, for those of you scoring at home, our show has to be derailed because we're hotkeying a spot. That sounds like a certain coverage in the Super Bowl. What'd they do there? Well, we tried. We had a hotkey a spot there. They went third and long. When they go third and long, we like to hotkey a spot. And generally, the big key is there. Make sure you keep Mahomes in the pocket. Hotkey the spot, and make sure you keep the wide receivers in front of you. And I think good things will happen, but then let's go to our analysis. Then they stand before that board. Here's how they hotkey the spot, and they got the clicker, and they're circling things. And here's Process coming into the studio, and they'll see him come in. Now look on the
Process.
Other side
Who's
of the
Process?
Glass. Now look on the other side of the glass. Here's the host getting all pissed off. Now watch him. He'll slam the table. The coffee will pop up in the air. The producer, the big headed kid, that's over here. He'll take his headset off and give it to Produce, and then Produce will come on and explain why he's been put upon. He's been working since the morning. He's got to get out. And so, in not so many words, he'll give damn much a show. He's just going to try and hotkey. That's the whole thing about hotkey. And if you do run it in the right situations, it really can turn football games around. I got to tip my hat to the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. That's really good coaching there.
Bob, I just want you to know I love you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate that. And then usually what they'll generally do is if they sack the guy, then the Produce will come on and suck up to the host. That's kind of the last step of the equation there. So
Can we take a listen?
At this point, I really have lost all interest in this.
Let's see if we loaded the right one.
No, go ahead.
And you didn't load, like, fine. You know, hey, it's the Christmas in July sale.
Sing. Go ahead.
Sunday, the San Francisco Sunday. 49ers yeah. and Kansas City
We've all
Chiefs
heard about that. We're kind of aware 54. The damn game's going on.
Hi, this is Kurt Warner. Join me and Hi, the Kurt. Rest of our Westwood One crew from uh-huh. Miami for all the action.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes is trying to bring home Kansas City's first title in 50 years.
Yes.
While Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners are looking for Lombardi Trophy number 6.
Yeah, it's the same and way of saying a championship. Two different ways.
Right here.
Coverage begins Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Right here on this, ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There you go. Thank you, guys. Thank God we got that in. Because if you hadn't done that, I know there are people out there saying, is it Super Bowl Tuesday? I thought they used to do that game on Tuesdays, Mickey. I could swear because it was my bowling night. I was watching it at the lanes. I'm sure because I had just had a pizza brought and that Joe Montana guy, he threw a pass and I flipped out. And I threw him a pepperoni, and it hit Billy right in his left arm. He didn't bowl for 2 weeks. He was pissed. So I'm sure it was a Super Bowl Tuesday. They used to play this on Tuesday, right? Come on, what the hell? So we got that in. Our station is saved. Also, now people will know.
That's not all, though.
There's a game on Sunday.
We also have a new promo for the VP. The Diener Show, the only show that seems to get promos made because there has been one for The Take, The Midday Rush, or The V Show in a minute. I don't know why. Weird. But we need to listen to this because sure. Drew got named. Did you see that?
What did he get named?
He was named one of the top 20 mid-market shows. 14, yeah, 14 in the top 20. Yeah, so since Process came on.
I would in my heart immediately say congratulations, except... You know, sometimes guys win awards around here, and nobody says congratulations except Nate. So I thought it was that's the way we do things.
You
we
won something.
Here's what you missed on the Diener Show.
People were really big fans of Billy Reid talking about spanking mint leaves.
Yes, I know that had Cooper mixtape material written all over
it. It was
right
great.
There.
Any more comments on that, Billy?
Yes, you really do have to learn to spank the mint, and I think that's something that I probably would not be very good at.
Weekday morning, 7 to 10, on 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, and 105.7.
Talk Sports Terry and Talk Sports Tommy have both just hemorrhaged. They both are like, that damn chubby guy, you know, he's infiltrating all the shows. First, he doesn't talk ever sports on his show. Now he's got that good Billy Reid. He used to work at Sports Illustrated, for God's sake. He ran the Courier Journal. Now he's talking about spanking, corporal punishment for mints. I don't understand. What the hell is that? That's not radio. Back in my day, we had radio. We talked formations. We talked backup offensive linemen. These kids, this stupid jackass. I'm telling you, him and his big-headed son, they're ruining the whole industry. Next thing you know, they're talking penises again. Cereals and penises. Cereals and penises. That's all they ever talk about on that show. I've had enough of the whole damn thing. And now he's got Diener getting a good, respected journalist like Billy Reid spanking himself right on the air. It's ridiculous. That is not good radio. That is not sports radio. Come on, Terry. We're moving to Cleveland.
When did they sound like that? Normally they just sound like bile and punching things. No, has the therapy been working?
Yeah, I don't know. But that was that
you
was
didn't hit the desk message. One time.
No, they're resigned to the fact that we've ruined sports radio for them. So
do you want to hear me almost hock up a loogie?
Not particularly. Oh, come on, man. But you got to play it anyway, obviously, because you have all the buttons over there.
Yeah, but it didn't record with a Sports Center bed under it, so good. I got to do. There we go. Lynn Bowden Jr., your Lexington Herald leader, Kentucky sports person of the year. More V Show coming to you next.
Wow.
This Sports Center update brought to you by
Why
Guy.
Didn't you cut your mic off for the part.
I think I did.
How did you? We all just heard it.
Sometimes it picks up volume, even though you like turn it down. I think I turned it off.
Anything else, produce? You want to, you know, call your dry cleaner while you're in here or something? Or, no?
He didn't hear you. Process, mm-hmm. Do I owe you any money for the zoodles, by the way? $2? That thing was 12 bucks.
All right, dude.
Damn. All right, yeah, I got you, fam. Sorry.
Okay, so we're done with that now. They ran the meeting without us. They got that done. They hardly squeezed that in. They said, quick, he's getting a commercial break. One of them might show up to the meeting. Let's get that done. Drew got some sort of, who's the award from? Who are these people?
BSM Sports, Barrett Sports Media.
Yeah, my old producer, you know.
Really?
Jason Barrett. Everybody at one time, my old board op, not even my producer. Everybody in radio came through the V show because I had the worst time slot. And so that when you first got the job, they put you on that show. So if you screw up too bad, they figure, well, you're not really damaging the network.
That's why you don't usually get too pissed.
You think I'm kidding? I'm the vice president of the network, Pete Genesini, a producer. Justin Ware, now not only the vice president, above the vice president, he's in charge. He runs the network, basically, was my board op. Genesini was my producer, at least, and he's now a vice president. The guy was my board op, runs the network. Barrett was my board op. He was part of the ESPN Sports Radio Match Game. His nickname was Justin Grinnin' Barrett.
Really? Jason. He had a nickname? Jason Grinnin' Barrett.
Well, everybody on my show I gave a nickname to. So that was his. So that's how I, you know. Then there was Tom Spiced Holiday DeGuassel. Yeah, he's now like an afternoon host in Seattle.
Own the station, too, or something like that?
No, he doesn't. Seattle. You just make crap up.
No. I thought he carried a management role, too. I'm dead serious.
I don't know. Well, that's not owning the station.
Okay, like maybe
Andy's
a
manager of some sort here and didn't own anything.
He's the station manager. So was he a station manager out that way?
I don't know. You're the one who came up with that fact. I don't know. I just know he's
on the
air. I
thought you told me that.
This is. Sometimes I wonder if we both were raised on English as our native language. It's like it's like people who are taking English as a second language and don't. What time do you expect to get to this school? Yes, these flowers are beautiful. I mean, the hell is that?
I would like a hamburger with cheese.
Let's see. Have you guys discussed Edger and James? What is that? I don't know if I want to go into that because I don't know what it is. So I don't know what that is. I do, by the way. Locke is, seriously, it's, you know, patronizing as this is going to sound, I feel sorry for him a little bit. He just can't accept a happy story. He has to find some reason to crap on it. It's his raison d'etre. He has to. It's yesterday. You played it earlier. Chris Russo, who runs the Mad Dog, he was on for years and years with Mike Francesa in New York. He Mad Dog Radio got his own station. Well, I'm going to set it up first. He went off on his own, and they are used to taking calls. So the guy has taken calls for a lot of years. So this is a call they get from a guy, and we have these little clocks in there. It shows a guy holding. The guy held for 30 minutes, okay, and they put him on the air, and this is the conversation that ensued yesterday on Russo's show about Kobe Bryant.
Let's chat with Earl in Austin, Texas, who says hello. Earl, good afternoon. How are you today? What do you have?
Kobe was a great man, but what he did off the field impressed me as a former Hall of Famer. In what he did.
You mean Kobe is a former Hall of Famer, right? That's who you mean, Earl? I mean, are you a former Hall of Famer in your sport?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to tell me, is this Earl Campbell?
Yes, sir. What Kobe Bryant did is what a lot of athletes do, but it takes a lot of hard work to be separate. And he did that. And he did that off the field as well.
Well, Earl, how do you call up a sports talk show and say Earl in Austin? I mean, how do you not say Earl Campbell? Can I speak to Christopher Russo?
I'm just an average human being living in Texas. The Kobe Bryant family and the people that died in that accident, the Campbell family, the state of Texas, will remember you all in our prayers.
Well, I feel honored that you called, Earl.
Thank you, Doggy. Have a great day.
All right, so that's most people are like, isn't that awesome? Immediately, Locke is like, I had to know it was him. I mean, come on, that little pause was when he was like, you know, right away,
right away.
Well, because I thought the same thing. If I put myself in his shoe, the guy said, as a former Hall of Famer, and you could hear Chris stammer a little bit, like, what the hell did that mean? So he said, what do you mean? Like Kobe's a Hall of Famer, right? And then you want to ask because you're never sure a guy's going to punk you or whatever. So he said, are you a Hall of Famer? And so he said, yes, I am. And the guy said it with such authority. Earl in Texas, what would go through your mind? I mean, that's what else are you going to think?
I mean, good work out of him.
Earl Wilson, it would take the former newspaper columnist.
It would take the synapses to fire a little bit for me to immediately
that's exactly
go from talking about
mind,
Kobe
especially
Bryant
Chris,
to that.
Chris, and why he would do that is because let me put it to you this way. If you want to be cynical, I'll play your game. I'll play the cynical game. If you're Chris Russo, you would not just let that happen, you would have promoted it. If you're going to have Earl Campbell on, you would tell people, hey, stay with us. 5-8 minutes, Earl Campbell joins us. Say 4 minutes, Earl Campbell's going to be with us. Next coming up, Earl Campbell. You'd promote the crap out of it. That's what they tell you to do.
I don't know if that was the whole call, by
you wouldn't
the way.
Have the guy. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have the guy wait for 30 minutes and then just plop him on. But, of course, Locke has to. Like the guy. This guy painted a picture of Kobe Bryant. He's got a website. He paints with very unusual materials that represent what the subject he's painting. So he painted Kobe with a basketball goal. All right? Now, the whole video takes maybe a minute and a half. Locke immediately points out, there was obviously some doctoring going on here. And Darren Revelle, who Nick was way too giddy that Darren Revelle answered him. Oh, my God. It was like, Darren, you got to answer him, Darren Revelle? Like Marilyn Monroe came back from the other side. I mean, Darren Revelle. So he said he sent him a website that shows that's what this guy does. He's got a whole line of them. If he did one on Nick, he'd use somebody's skull. He'd take somebody's head.
He was saying the little time lapse.
Walk all over me again. Fabulous. You are really starting to piss the listeners off and me.
Sorry, as you were saying.
Fabulous punchline working out. Nick was like, goosh, get out of the way. I'm coming through because I got to defend the other host. I was going to say that, yes. I understand Locke wasn't suggesting it wasn't a real painting, but why say that at all? It's like, no, they stopped it. The eye, he's like always playing the find the seven differences in the picture game. The eye was different. The eye was different. All right, so Locke, let's make a big deal about the eye being different and not the fact the guy painted a portrait with a basketball goal. What's more significant here? Let me see. They stopped the tape, or he painted a freaking painting with a basketball goal. You see that every day, don't you? I mean, it's unbelievable. I feel bad for him. He can't be happy about that. He just can't be happy about a surprise coming his way. It's got to be some, you know, and I understand it. God rest her soul, your grandmother was like that. Her approach was everybody always, all the time, was trying to rip her off. Everybody. And so she would have 30 interactions a day, and whoever she talked to, the grocer was trying to rip her off, the guy at the pharmacy, everybody's trying to rip her off. And so 99% of those people were not trying to rip her off. But every once in a while, once every like 6 months, she'd stumble on a guy, whether accidentally or on purpose, and she'd be like, aha, nothing gets by me. I get you. So that's Locke. You're not putting anything by me. That guy didn't do a whole painting in a minute. I'm telling you that. Locke, he did a painting with a basketball. I don't care. The eye's different. The eye's different. The data says the eye's different. I mean, seriously, you can't ever, he can never, a surprise party. He must say, as soon as everybody says, surprise, he says, okay, now let's get this straight for a little bit. While I was not aware this was going on, in the true sense of the word surprise, all of you knew it was going on, right? So it's how many people here? 40? 39 of you knew it was a birthday party. Only one didn't. That makes it, I don't think it really constitutes a surprise. A surprise, as tragic as it is like December 7th in Pearl Harbor. Nobody knew what the hell was going on there. That's a surprise. This is, I was surprised, but the data indicates that all of you knew it was a party, so I can't call this a surprise party. I got to call this an unexpected event for me party that everyone else anticipated. And everybody's sitting there thinking, oh, for cripes sake, cut the cake so I can get the hell out of here. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just, but you know, you can't just sit back in and just enjoy that. It's unbelievable. All right, I'm going to take a break because we are due to have Neil Greenberg join us, I believe. So we're going to do that in just a moment, and we'll do that on the other side as we roll on ESPN 680 105.7.
Kentucky basketball is back in action Wednesday when the Cats take on Vanderbilt. And the first place to talk about the Cats after every game is with ESPN 680 and 105.7. Join Jason Entz and Terry Brown around 8:30 for the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show. We're the first place that will take your calls and hear live from John Calipari. If it's Kentucky basketball, we talk about it here on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app.
Hey, Bobby V here. You've heard me talking about Vitality Wellness and weight loss for good reason. I've lost over 20, almost 30 pounds, actually, and it's all personalized and works just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet, and they tailor their programs, their supplements, the minerals, to what your body needs. I like understanding how and why we're doing things, and that's what they explain to you at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Give them a call. They're at 502-442-7180. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Be healthier, thinner, happier, starting tomorrow at Vitality.
The matchup for America's biggest game is set, so come join us at Louisville's best place, the Sports and Social Club. 60 HD TVs, large tasty buffet selection, cold beers, plus games, prizes, and more. General admission tickets are available and include access to the unlimited buffet. And additional package options can also include drink tickets and special reserve seating. Big Game Bash, February 2nd at the Sports and Social Club. Visit the Sports and Social Club Facebook page for more details.
Be a part of the conversation on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
In racing, you always want to start out front, but sometimes you have to rally. This is two-time Daytona 500 champion and Kentucky native Michael Waltrip. And the truth is, our Commonwealth is falling behind neighboring states on sports betting. They've acted. We haven't. That means millions of dollars in revenue that could be going to our state pensions, well, it's going across state lines. But if we pass sports betting in Kentucky, we can move out front and give a much-needed boost to teachers, first responders, and working families. I support sports betting. Legislation is being debated in the General Assembly right now. It would legalize wagering at our horse tracks and the Kentucky Speedway, as well as mobile betting. So contact your state legislator. Let's put Kentucky back in the win column.
Call your state legislator at 1-800-372-7181. Urge them to support sports betting in House Bill 137. Paid for by Kentucky Sports Betting Now.
Sternberg Truck and Van Rental is proud to announce Sternberg Commercial Sales. Conveniently located on Crittenden Drive across from the fairgrounds, they are the commercial truck experts, salesmen with years of experience, and they can get you in the right product for your business. A large selection of off-lease work trucks like F-150s, cargo vans, utility trucks, cube trucks, and more. Upfit services on site, ladder racks, cargo bins, roof racks, and more. SternbergTruckRental.com, the work truck people. If you've got the work, they've got the truck.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hey, it's Andy Sweeney. Join me and Big Easy Zach McCright, the mouth of the Midwest, coming up later today, 3 to 6 for The Take right here on ESPN 680 1057. Mike DeCourcy will join us at 5 o'clock. A ton to talk about between Kentucky and Louisville. Whose resume do you want right now? What's wrong with the ACC? We'll talk about it. The Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year was announced and has everyone angry on Twitter. We'll talk about all this and much more coming up later today after Bobby V right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Sheryl Underwood, and my digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. That's because I've kicked off 2020 with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm hooked. All I did was take Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Why? Because Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now, I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow to help you sleep deeper. During our President's Day event, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail mattresses by J.D. Power. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Louisville basketball is back in action Wednesday when the Cards travel to Boston College.
And for the most pre- and post-game coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. Pre-game coverage with Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage starts at 8 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. And then directly following the game, join Mark Blakenbaker for the Coors Light post-game show. We're the first place in town that will take your calls and hear live from Chris Mack. If it's Louisville basketball, we talk about it on ESPN Louisville and the ESPN Louisville app.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I always find it's better to be completely honest with your audience and your guests. So we're going to welcome in Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post again, and we always look forward to visiting with him. Neil, I asked you this exact question last week and have no idea what the hell your answer was. Who did you pick to win the Super Bowl?
I haven't made a pick yet, but I'm leaning towards the 49ers.
Yeah, okay. You think you said that last week, too. Yes, I thought you said that. Is there a particular reason, any of the metrics, the data that points you in that direction?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think that the San Francisco's defense is pretty good, and I know the Chiefs' defense has gotten better, but I think I like the way Kyle Shanahan game plans for opponents. I think that the Chiefs could be slowed down a little bit in the passing game using the nickel or dime defense. So I think that it's still going to be close, but I think San Francisco will win. I also think that the total will be under the 54.5 that's out there now. That's a really high total. I think the Westgate said 99% of the money was on the over.
You're
at
kidding.
That point.
Really?
No. I am a big fan of the under.
Well, we're going to have a promotional day out at the local sports book here on Thursday, and all of us have been given $100 with which to invest.
Oh, wow.
As courtesy of the fine folks at Caesars. So,
here's what you do.
Okay.
You convince someone to streak the field and then bet that there'll be a streaker prop bet, and then there you go. Home run.
I would rather play your under, but I'd like to parlay it. So if that's your first bet, if I were to take the under, what would I parlay that with? Should I parlay it with just the 49ers? I think
the 49ers are going to win by at least three, maybe as much as seven. So I actually am pretty high on the 49ers right now.
All right, so the under and the 49ers, if that's the case, that would be very impressive. We'll take a chunk of that and give it to the V Kentuckiana Friends of V in your honor. So there we go. That would be a charitable donation thanks to your expertise. So, let me ask you a couple of questions in general and then zero in on some. The Super Bowl has betting opportunities that quite literally are not there for any other game. Is this if you're a serious player, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Or are most of these bets too much one-off small sample things that you really can't make a lot of sense out of?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are very luck driven. The coin toss, obviously, being one of them. The length of the anthem, another. The color of the Gatorade that's splashed on the winning coach. Although there is some correlation to the color of the Gatorade to the team color, but it's too loose to commit any real dollars to. But there is some correlation there. So I just think that those type of props are more for the public at large to soak up some money. I think the sharp bettors really do look at the over-under total, especially when the public has 99% of the money on one side. And I think that the in-game prop bets, whether that's, you know, sacks by the 49ers defense or will there be a two-point conversion or will one of the quarterbacks throw an interception, I think those are a little bit more that you can put some educated guessing behind rather than what amounts to be just a dart throw.
Kind of apropos of nothing, really, what we're talking about, but I'm afraid I would get to the end and not have enough time to do it. I got to ask you your thoughts, like everybody else, the passing of Kobe Bryant. A personal reaction, a reaction as a guy who breaks down numbers, analytics. How did you react first? What are you thinking about now? We've had a day or so to reflect on it.
A personal reaction is you would have had to have pried me away from my one-year-old kid that day. You know, you just, the suddenness of it, the, you know, the notion that, you know, you're owed nothing in this life in terms of time spent on earth. So for a personal reason, as me, you know, as a new dad and obviously my wife, you know, just trying to spend as much quality time with my loved ones as I possibly can. It's a big fear of mine that I'll like regret not spending enough time. And, you know, you look at someone that's in their early 40s and, you know, just tragically dies in a helicopter crash with no warning. So for a personal note, it hit pretty close to home. You know, from a basketball standpoint, I mean, he's one of the best players to ever play the game. You know, his accolades are well known at this point, both individually and at the team level. And I think that, you know, history will remember his basketball career very fondly. I mean, you know, I think the suddenness of his demise is, you know, certainly taken not only the sports world by storm, but also the world at large. And, you know, you can see how much people respected his basketball ability. I mean, you know, Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks, you know, Kobe Bryant dropped 62 points in three quarters against them. You know, he came right out and said no one will ever wear number 24 on his team again. I mean, that's the type of respect he had for Kobe Bryant as a basketball player, and I'm sure that's shared throughout the league.
Yeah, it's still going. It's obviously ongoing, and I don't mean to be maudlin here, but I'm curious when it will kind of tail off. My guess is when they finally do a service of some sort, but without, again, being too, you know, graphic, or I guess it's not going to be easy even to gather the remains and everything so they can even get to the part of a service and everything. I was watching some of the video. It's an awful, awful scene. So, I mean, I don't know. Not that we should be in any rush to you know, put it behind us or anything, but I'm just curious that what the natural timeline of coverage of this will be, because while it is, you're finding some interesting stories and he's touched some lives, people have really interesting things to say. It really, without sounding callous, that can't go on forever. So at some point, there has to be a graceful way to transition into getting on with the rest of your life. And I'm curious, I mean, I don't know, you got a thought on that? Because I don't even know how to get out of that question, really, other than, yeah, I mean, if you said to yourself, I feel for it, it was painful, but there's other things in the world I want to look at, you sound like a callous jerk if you say that. So, you know, it keeps, and by the same token, there are some stories that they're still grieving mightily in Los Angeles. My God, they're still surrounding the arena. And so I don't know, how do you think it gets to the next chapter, if you will?
I think there needs to be some finality to it, like you said. There needs to be a service to at least, you know, have people come to peace with that part of it. You know, they've canceled the Lakers. They've postponed the Lakers-Clippers game coming up. They postponed that relatively early. And I think that, you know, for the Lakers, it's going to be a little bit, right? I mean, he meant so much to that franchise in particular, and, you know, we're hearing how much he meant to individual players around the league. I think that we'll be hearing about, you know, Kobe's legacy for quite a while. But I agree with you that the first step needs to be, you know, they got to have the service, and there has to be some peace with that. But this is, you know, this is something that I think is going to linger in that. It's a story that just touches too much of basketball. It's going to be difficult to come across a stat, for instance, that Kobe isn't a leader of or hasn't already done the best at, or right, something of that ilk. And, you know, there'll always be that link. I think every time that someone passes his mark of something, no matter what that is, I think that you're going to bring this back up to some degree. So I'm not sure it's going to tail off for sure, right? I mean, that's just the way things work. But I don't think it's ever going to dissipate fully because he was just too good at basketball, and he's too ingrained in the sport that, you know, his name will always come up very often, I should say, and then it will be brought to light again.
All right, let's move back to the Super Bowl. I appreciate those are good comments, and I appreciate your thoughts, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. But let's get back to the Super Bowl. This is just one website, but I think it was an interesting one. I happened to be reading it earlier, and I said I'm going to bookmark that. And when Neil comes on, ask him about some of them in here. These are the picks, according to this website, that is a credible one, that they think are the best prop bets for the Super Bowl. And I'm curious what your thoughts are. One, total sacks by both teams over 4.5. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good with that only because I think the 49ers can have three of those. I actually advocated the over 2.5 by the 49ers defense alone. They had the second highest pressure rate in the NFL this season. Four of their defensive linemen had at least 6.5 sacks. One of those is rookie Nick Bosa, who is just an absolute wrecking ball. And the scheme that the 49ers play is specifically meant to take advantage of the four up front, right? Armstead, Bosa, Buckner, and Ford. And you have Bosa and Ford coming off the ends. It makes it very difficult on opposing quarterbacks, especially since you have Richard Sherman as a cover corner out there as well. So I think that San Francisco's already had three or more sacks in a game 12 times this season, including the playoffs. So was that 12 out of 18 games? I think that I'm on the over with that as well.
All right, a couple of other ones. I think this is an interesting one. If you believe San Francisco's defense is pretty good, and you do, would make sense there would be at least a couple of plays where Patrick Mahomes might have to create something out of nothing. The over-under on the longest run of the game by Patrick Mahomes is 11.5 yards. This particular handicapper likes the over. I do, too. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. And I also think that we'll see the Kansas City Chiefs do a lot of play action where perhaps Mahomes has to create on his own a little bit. He'll certainly have to be scrambling out of the pocket. And if he can elude one of those defenders, as I mentioned before, just the way that they play and the type of gaps that they need to have along the defensive line to create those mismatches on the edge, do open up the middle part of the field. And I think, if he is scrambling, he could see some daylight. So, I think the over, to me, seems like a reasonable bet.
Here's a quirky one. Hank Goldberg has this one. He did Miami games for a long time. He's a native of Miami. He said the odds are 3-1 that somebody will miss an extra point. He said, take the miss. Somebody will miss one. It's windy in that stadium. What do you think about that?
They'll miss at least one extra point?
Uh-huh. I don't think I'd take that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they convert extra points at what, 90-something percent? That seems to be, I don't know. I'm not sure I would take 3-1 on that. I think that with the amount of extra points that we might see in this game, I think they'll be pretty reasonable. I don't know if 3-1 would be enough
for me to make a play. I agree with you.
Yeah.
How about this one? I find this interesting. A number. I'll tell you, it's from CBS Sports, for people who want to know. But one of the bets that there's actually more than one handicapper who are in favor of is they believe there will be one quarter where at least 21 points total is scored. They said, that seems to fly in the face of your under bet, but not necessarily. It could be a game where there's, just one quarter where it happens to be a flurry, but the overall total is still under. You think it's possible there's a 21-point quarter?
Yeah, I do. I think it could come from one team with the way that we've seen these offenses. I think a lot of these over bets and a lot of these huge quarter bets are really the result of the Kansas City Chiefs having that miraculous comeback a couple days ago, right, when they were down 21-0 and were able to storm back and pretty much score touchdowns at will. I just don't think that Kansas City is going to be able to do that type of damage against this 49ers defense. I mean, I get how good Patrick Mahomes is. I get how good Tyreek Hill is. I get how good Travis Kelce is. But I think that this 49ers defense is really good. And, you know, you have Richard Sherman on one side of the field, which effectively takes away that side of the field. And then, you know, we already talked about the defensive line. They have linebackers that could match up pretty well with Kelce. They've only given – they're one of the best at limiting touchdowns to tight ends this year. The guy that's going to be on Kelce only had one touchdown surrendered in coverage to a tight end this year. So I'm just not – I'm not buying that this Chiefs defense is going to be able to run roughshod over the 49ers. So, do I think that you could see 21-12 points in a quarter? Yeah, but I don't know if I'm willing to bet money on it, so I would probably say no.
Okay. Well, that's consistent with your thought of being under. Here's an interesting one. This is an 8-1 shot, and I'm curious your insight into this. I think this is from Hank also. The first 49er to score a touchdown – Tevin Coleman 8-1, and it's risky to opt for a player who might not even suit up, but they're cautiously optimistic he'll be healed by kickoff, and the 49ers' first TD will probably happen on a run. If that's the case, he might very well be the guy. You think 8-1 is enough of a price to get for that bet?
No, I don't think so. You're pretty much saying that it's not. I would never, ever take a risk, and here's why. Because there's a possibility that goes to zero because Coleman doesn't play, right? I know that they're saying that he's 100%, but you're not getting nearly enough of a premium to justify the literal zero that can happen. At least if it was a player that you knew was suiting up, there's a chance that he gets the ball in his hands and can make a play. There's a chance that Coleman does not play, and that to me is just too worrisome.
There's a couple people always look like a racetrack. You're always looking for the big long shot. So I'm throwing a couple at you. If you think these are live long shots, will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? If you say yes, you get +220. That's a pretty good rate of return there. There have been 10 non-offensive touchdowns in the last 13 Super Bowls, so it does happen. But you think these two teams are ripe for that to possibly come through?
Yeah, I do. I think it would happen at the end of the game. I can certainly see a last-minute effort by one of the quarterbacks into coverage, particularly Mahomes, to Richard Sherman, and being able to run it back for a pick six. I don't know if 2-1 is enough for me to look at that, but I do think that this could be the type of game where, you know, especially Kansas City, who likes to take shots downfield, San Francisco's a little bit more conservative on the run side, but I can certainly see a Mahomes to Tyreek Hill pass, you know, go off the mark even just a little bit and have it go into 49ers coverage. So. I do think we could see a pick six.
Here's an interesting one that I think you might be interested in. It says, you know, if you're that convinced about the 49ers, instead of taking them at the current odds where they're, what, +1, I guess, right? I think they're one-point underdogs.
Right.
You take them at -3.5, you get +165 on your return, which is obviously a lot better payout than the -110 you'd get if you play the regular straight-up point line. And he said, I think that, you know, they can win and cover that. You know, if you feel strongly about them, is the 3.5 a reasonable number for them to carry? Would you be comfortable with that? Is that enough of a quote unquote extra rate of return for you to take that rather than just take them on the regular point spread line?
Yeah, because I think that absolutely. Because I think that the chances of them winning by 3 or more are going to be in excess of that. So yeah, I've definitely looked at the alternate point spread lines in San Francisco's favor, and I also think that you can probably get the under around 50 points. I know one of the houses out there had some alternative over unders. I think 50 points would probably be the cutoff of where I would be somewhat confident that it would still go under. I think for sure at the 54.5, I would take the under. I think at 50.5 or maybe 49.5, I'd have to strongly consider it.
These are goofy ones. You can't possibly do this off the top of your head, but I'll throw it out there anyway. The Suns-Bucks game total points +75.5 versus Patrick Mahomes' passing yards. So you take the points from the Suns-Bucks game, and I'm amazed at that. Such an obscure-seeming bet, and they got the hook in there. Not +75, +75.5 against Patrick Mahomes' passing yards. Well, the number on the NBA game should be somewhere around 240. So if you add 75 to that, you get 315. Can Holmes throw for 315?
He certainly could. He could also throw for 180. So, yeah, I stay away from that. Although I did highlight, only because of the local area, Alex Ovechkin shots on goal minus 1.5 versus Patrick Mahomes touchdown passes. I think that's in favor of Mahomes, only because Ovechkin's playing against the Pittsburgh Penguins, which has a pretty good defense. So that's about the only prop bet in that category, right, which who will have more that I'm comfortable taking, because
you follow
there's so
caps.
Many variables in there. Yeah, it's tough.
I like those bets, though. I think they're funny. I think they're entertaining. But you're right. You know, if you bet
you
that
– figure them out first, though. I mean, like, you need a flow chart just to kind of get to where you need to go and then figure it out.
Yeah, but
there.
I think indirectly, you gave good advice. Play one of those if it's a guy or a team you follow closely. Like, Ovechkin right. plays right in your backyard, so you're comfortable. Whether it wins or not, you're comfortable analyzing that. People right. that just do it for a team they've hardly ever see, that's when you might as well just be throwing darts. So,
or send it to us for charity.
Yes, that's true. Send it to Kentucky and a Friends of V, and we'll try and parlay it. No, I'm kidding. We don't do that. Neil, enjoy the Super Bowl. It's great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the game.
All right. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. He's good. He's a nice fella. Gives good answers. And
He's been coming on with us all football season. Do we want to do one more with him maybe for put a bow on the football season?
He does more than football. You know, he follows other sports.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm on during when basketball rolls on. Talk to him again. He's good. I mean, I know we have to have him every week, but we can have him on in the future.
As a guy who's booking two shows? Yes. Every day. Every week. Love it. Love
it's
it, love
all
it.
Neil all the time. It's WNEL, Neil. Greenberg.
Dude, I was just saying, like, I take up very little cap space.
You do?
Yeah, no, I'm baller, man. Because I fill spots. And
well, that's
none
good.
Of
they,
them,
so they won't trade you. That's good, because then you won't be traded as an expiring contract just to get you off the book. So
right.
that's good.
Right. No, they've been trying to do that for a while. They've been trying to get rid of me.
You know what else you should try and get rid of? Those high payments on those credit cards that you rang up probably over the holidays and are now paying upwards of 20% in interest rate. You know that's the national average interest rate, over 20%. Over 20%. Well, why not use LightStream's credit card consolidation loan and save yourself some money? Because the credit card consolidation loan has rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. And you could pay off those credit card balances and save with that credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's not only more convenient if you got multiple credit cards, you only have to make one payment.
Even beyond that, even if you've only got one credit card, doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is you're going to get much better. Did we just go off the air?
No, you're really low. Go to a different mic. Go to a different mic. Go to mic 2.
How about that? Does that make it better?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, I found out the button that you got to turn. It's this one right there.
What'd you hit?
It's a button at the end of the lower rack. There it goes, right there, those two. Right? Now I'm sounding loud and clear.
Yeah, well, stop. Don't turn it much more.
I'm coming in hot.
No, yeah, turn it down a little bit.
All right.
Coming in, yeah, a little warm. A little warm.
I never realized that I hit those buttons. I was always falsely saying I was being falsely accused. That's it now. It's perfect. Right where it is now. I just moved it.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
Now
that's
I know
good.
The one it is. So we'll never go through problems again.
Hopefully.
And definitely. You won't have any problems if you use a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Because not only will you have the convenience of only having to make one payment, but even if you were just making one payment now, which would you rather pay, 5.95% APR or over 20% APR? Unless you're a little bit foolish, my guess is you'd say, sign me up for that lower rate. Well, the only way to do that is to go to LightStream and apply for that credit card consolidation loan. Hey, the application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. There's absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, nothing. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they'll deliver to you. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. That's right. You can get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Falvano. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/Falvano. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Falvano for more information. Our friends at LightStream looking to save you money. All right, we're going to take a short timeout. We'll come back on the other side. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.